This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that تلقت الملائكة روح رجل ممن كان قبلكم. Whilst addressing the Sahaba, he said to them, there was a man before you who passed away, and the Malaika came to collect his ruh. فقالوا أعملت من الخير شيئا. After passing away, this man was presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah asked him, do you have any good that you have done in your life? Any good deeds that you can present today? Anything. So this man thought about it. He gave it some thought and he said, "La." He said, oh Allah, I don't have anything that I can present in the court today. I don't have anything that I can think of. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, تذكر. Why don't you think about it? Take some time, think about it. Try and recollect, try and recall anything good that you can present today. So he said, كنت أداين الناس فآمر فتياني أن ينذروا المعسر. He said, oh Allah, you know, I can't think of any good, but I remember one thing that I used to do in this world, and that is, you had given me a lot of wealth. Alhamdulillah, I was well off. And I was well-to-do. And I used to engage in business. And I used to transact with people. And I also used to borrow people money. And I would tell my debt collectors, the people working for me, that when they go to collect my funds and the money, I would say to them specifically that if a man is unable to pay his money, if a person is unable to pay his dues, don't make it difficult for him. Make it easy for him. Give him respite. Give him an extension. And if he cannot manage, just overlook and forgive him for what he owes me. But don't make it difficult. So he presented this particular matter in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, أَنَا أَحَقُّ بِذَا مِنْكَ تَجَاوَزُ عَنْ عَبْدِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to him that if this man is showing so much of kindness and compassion towards the makhluk and the people around him, I am more deserving as the creator and as the owner and as the king and as the one who holds authority to show mercy and kindness to the people under me. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the malaika, wipe his records clean, forgive all his shortcomings. Make it easy for him. Just as he would give respite, just as he would make it easy for the people who are owing him money, today I will show him the same kindness and the same compassion that he was showing to the people. There's a lovely story to take a lesson from, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in positions of power, in positions of authority. Allah has blessed us with capacity. Allah has blessed us with a lot of money, a lot of wealth. And from time to time, people borrow money from us. If we can, give them respite. And if we can, just forgive the entire debt. For this man was given Jannah simply because of this practice of his. And remember, he could not remember any good deed to present in a court of Allah except this one good deed. So this is such a beautiful way. Even through your dunya, you can earn your Jannah. There are so many people who are struggling. They have taken out exorbitant amounts of money as a loan for genuine needs. Maybe to educate their children. Maybe to buy a car. Maybe to buy a house. Or maybe they are offsetting some debts that they are owing. Or maybe they want some medical attention and they've borrowed money from you. Today, they are struggling to pay you back. Either give them respite, or either give them a reduction in their payment. If it's 10,000 that they're owing you, tell them that they must only pay half. And if you can manage, why don't you forgive and overlook the entire amount? For you could earn your Jannah through that one good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. And as the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Show mercy to the people in this world, and Allah in the heavens will show mercy to you when you reach Him. And this is not just limited to the Akhirah. Allah will show mercy to you in this world also. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also goes on to mention, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah will continue to assist and aid you so long as you go out of your way to help other people and to make it easy for them. You've got family members, you've got people in your own family who are struggling financially. Why not look after them? Why not overlook their debts? Why not settle their debts and become a means of khair and mercy? May Allah bless us all. And this hadith which I shared with you today is recorded in the compilation of Imam Muslim, rahmatullah alayh, an authentic book of hadith.